Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now cloudy, 45 degrees. We have a north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. An off-duty Wichita police officer was arrested Monday by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office. The officer was only identified as a 9-year veteran of the WPD and has been booked into jail on misdemeanor domestic violence battery and theft charges. He is currently on paid administrative leave. The case is being investigated by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office as part of an agreement made earlier this year to ensure transparency and avoid conflicts of interest. Court records say a man accused of walking into a tax office in Wichita and shooting a seizure agent told an acquaintance on a phone call that he'd lost it and just killed a guy.
The arrest affidavit for 52-year-old Ricky Wirth says the call was one of two that he made after the September 19th shooting that wounded Courtney Holloway. The affidavit says Wirth also asked the acquaintance to care for his employees and children. In a second call to an employee, he's accused of confessing that he had just shot somebody. Wirth also expressed thanks for the employee's hard work. Wirth remains jailed on a $500,000 bond after pleading not guilty to attempted first-degree murder. He owed nearly $400,000 in outstanding tax warrants. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Anger about a phone led to a stabbing in South Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Sunday evening at Broadway and Harry. As officers encountered a 25-year-old woman who had been at the Frontier Motel with a 41-year-old man.
The victim stated that the suspect became upset about a cell phone and struck her in the face multiple times and also choked her. The victim stated that she used a pocket knife to stab the suspect in the leg in order to get away.
She escaped across the street to the Save-A-Lot store to get help. The woman and man were both hospitalized for treatment. Upon his release, the man was booked into jail for aggravated battery domestic violence. A student has killed a police officer in a police station on campus in Texas.
A policeman shot to death by a student at the campus police station at Texas Tech University in Lubbock. That from Texas Tech.
Texas Tech police made a student welfare check. Upon entering the room, officers found evidence of drugs and drug paraphernalia.
University spokesman Chris Cook.
Officers brought the suspect to the police station for standard debriefing. And during this time, the suspect pulled a gun and shot an officer.
In the head, the policeman died. An eyewitness.
I saw, probably 20 policemen drag someone out of the building.
Texas Tech says 19-year-old Hollis Daniels is in custody. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Over a dozen fires in Northern California have killed at least 10 people and destroyed at least 1,500 homes and businesses.
On my left is the burnout hull of a mobile home park. Hundreds of houses destroyed, and across the street, a Hilton hotel stands burning up on a hill.
And it hurts me to see this destroyed. This had so much history.
Luis Alvarez lives in Santa Rosa, and he's mad.
I'm mad because seeing this, people losing their jobs out here. They can't go to work, lost their houses out here. It hurts.
And the danger far from over, many not sure what the next few days will bring. Jason Athens in ABC News, Santa Rosa, California.
Law enforcement agencies are investigating the death of a 1-year-old boy from Ulysses in Cincinnati. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, 10 in the morning, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And right now, out in traffic, well, it's cold and windy out there, but there really aren't too much. Really isn't too much that's adverse traffic conditions. So it's just kind of blustery and cold a little bit this morning, but no real problems out there in traffic at this time. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is our first real taste of fall so far this season. A few scattered showers still occurring across parts of south central Kansas through late morning. Today's high going to be about 53. Our wind gusting from the north will make it feel cooler, up to 30 miles per hour, so you'll need the heavier jacket throughout the day. Some frost overnight, our low 37, sunny and 65 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, we have a north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour and 45 degrees. Checking the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, there is a fairly large area stretching north to south and moving generally to an east-northeasterly direction now. The leading edge, top edge, north edge, just a little bit north of Hutchinson. Showers going on there, light to moderate showers. Hutchinson, according to the radar, is getting some rain right now. And the rain shower is stretching across Kingman and Reno County. And again, it's moving to the north-northeast. I was going to say it's coming right toward Wichita, but it's moving. It might brush the west side. This area now covering Kingman County and most of Kingman County, most of Reno County, and moving to the north-northeast. There's a smaller area down to the southwest of Wichita, and that's in Sumner County. That's coming in our direction. So bottom line is, within the next hour or so, we could see some rainfall here in the Wichita area, according to what we're seeing on the radar this morning. A changing weather picture across Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 75 degrees before temperatures fell into the 60s in the evening and then down to the 50s, and now we're in the 40s. So if you're getting ready to go to work this morning, heading out the door, just be aware that it's going to be a little chillier this morning.
Just I have a little different today.
My long sleeve shirt for the first time this year. On this date in 1973, Vice President Spiro T. Agnew, accused of accepting bribes, pleaded no contest to one federal income tax evasion count, and he resigned his office. Spiro Agnew, who was from the Baltimore area, or at least from Maryland, and became Richard Nixon's vice president. Police in New Jersey say a handyman got his hands on quite the stash when he was hired for a repair. The man made off with more than $200,000 worth of comic books, artwork, and other memorabilia. Then authorities say he fled to Italy. As for the collectibles, some have been sold, but the homeowner has located most of the other stuff. Finding the sticky-fingered handyman is proving to be more of a challenge. After he
fled
took off for Italy, authorities say they believe he's back now in New York and the metropolitan area. So he's gone to Italy, now he's back, and they just can't find him. Can't find the handyman who is handy at taking other people's property.
So he steals comic books, apparently leaves all the loot behind and goes to Italy.
No, he took it all with him.
But they
found some of them. He made off with them.
So they went to Italy to chase this guy and they found some of it?
No, they found some of it here.
Okay. So he did leave some of it.
He fled to Italy.
Okay.
A popular reindeer that could be seen walking the streets of downtown Anchorage, Alaska, has died at the age of 15. Star the reindeer died Saturday. A note posted on her pen by owner Albert Whitehead says Star died in his arms. Whitehead took Star on a short walk and she collapsed after returning home. Star was an Anchorage staple for both residents and tourists. She was the sixth of a line of local pet reindeer, all females named Star, going back more than 50 years. Star the reindeer. And if you haven't noticed, Halloween is knocking at the door. If you've gone to any stores recently, you're very well aware of the fact that Halloween is here. I think Dylan's has been stocking Halloween candy since about July 4th.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been, had the pumpkins out and all that. Businesses hoping to cash in on Halloween are in for a big treat this year. The National Retail Federation estimates spending for the holiday is expected to hit a record number for the second year in a row. With more Americans partaking in the celebration of all things scary, Halloween spending is estimated to climb to $9.1 billion, and that's nearly a billion more than last year's total of $8.4 billion. Now, according to the NRF survey, 179 million Americans will celebrate Halloween and spend an average of $86.13. Halloween is as popular as ever, and much like other holidays, it has become a multi-million, billion-dollar industry over the last decade. While some may prefer old-fashioned DIY, do-it-yourself, costumes,
Spending on store-bought getups remains a cash cow for the industry. A total of $3.4 billion will be spent on costumes this year, more than any other expense for the holiday. Nearly everyone celebrating will buy candy this year. That's expected to bring in a total of $2.7 billion in revenue on candy. So there you go. Look at some of the spending on Halloween. I was a kid, I never had a store-bought costume. We always had to make our own.
$80 per household or person or whatever? $80? You going to spend anywhere near that much on Halloween?
Average of $86.13 for each person. No.
Yeah.
I'd spend $10 on candy. I don't have little kids either. I don't have children.
That's true.
And I'm not buying Halloween costumes for grandchildren. That ain't going to happen. Anyway, there you go. You kind of look at things in Halloween. We might use that for a
poll question.
Question on the poll here coming up here.
Yeah,
in the next couple of days. Halloween approaches. Had a couple of people die that we want to mention this morning. I'm going to hold off on this till Ted gets in here, and maybe after sports we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
I think he may talk about one of a fairly prominent local sports hero has passed away. I'll give you a preview. Don Locke was his name, and we'll talk more about him in just a minute. But had a couple of deaths. The baseball playoffs continue. Of course, Ted will give us a rundown on that here in a couple of minutes. Heading toward the weekend, but we're not. We're 4 days away.
So yeah, exactly.
Too early to talk about high school football, even if we wanted to, and we probably won't. But all right, 6:18 now. Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for leadoff sports here on a Tuesday morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
That's it? That's all the introduction I get?
Well, I don't know what you're going to talk about.
Ted,
if I presume it'll be the playoffs in baseball, but I never know because you're one tricky guy.
I'll do whatever you want.
You are a tricky man.
Yeah, we did have four baseball playoff games yesterday.
Back to back.
So you're into postseason baseball. Yesterday was an interesting day. Two more teams eliminated. Among them, the Boston Red Sox. They are out. The Houston Astros win in rainy, cold Boston yesterday, 5-4 in Game 4 to advance to the play for the American League pennant. Former Wichita Wrangler Carlos Beltran added to his postseason legacy. The Astros brought him off the bench in the top of the ninth inning as a pinch hitter. He gets an RBI double in the top of the ninth inning. At the time, it was an insurance run. Boston would end up scoring in the bottom of the ninth. It ended up being the game-winning run. Carlos Beltran, at the age of 40, still getting it done as he comes off the bench with an RBI pinch-hit double. Helps the Houston Astros beat the Boston Red Sox yesterday 5-4. Final score in that one. Over in the National League in Wrigley Field in Chicago yesterday, the Chicago Cubs in a low-scoring game with the Washington Nationals. The Cubs win it 2-1. And now the Cubs lead that best-of-five series 2-1. The save for the Cubs coming out of the bullpen, former Kansas City Royals closer Wade Davis. Of course, we saw him for many years shut things down for the Royals. Now he's shutting things down for the Cubs. Both Chicago wins in this series. Wade Davis with the save. Chicago is the Cubs are one win away from advancing to play for the National League pennant. The Nationals have to win today to stay alive. Cubs and Nationals will play Game 4 of their series this afternoon in Wrigley Field. College volleyball, the new coaches poll coming out yesterday, and Wichita State and Kansas both moving up in the rankings. The Kansas Jayhawks are 16-2. They are now moving up two spots and ranked in the top 10. KU volleyball ranked number 9 in the nation this week. Wichita State also moving up two spots. The Shockers have a record of 14-3. Wichita State is now ranked number 22 in the nation in college volleyball. That's the highest national ranking for Shocker volleyball in 8 years, back when they were in the top 20 in 2009. So good news in the college volleyball poll there for both the Jayhawks and the Shockers. And we got a little football. The Kansas City Chiefs, of course, are 5-0. They are the only undefeated team in the NFL. And that makes for good discussion every week when you have the weekly Chiefs Kingdom Show hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. It's at 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock every Tuesday evening right here on your home for the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tune in tonight as Mitch recaps the big win on the road Sunday night at Houston. We'll be talking about that. And we have a Chiefs birthday today. Happy birthday to former Chiefs wide receiver Willie Davis. turning 50 years old today. Right. Willie Davis was one of the big receivers for the Chiefs back when Joe Montana was the quarterback. And he's still getting paychecks from the Chiefs. Willie Davis is still a scout for the Chiefs. He scouts the southwest part of the United States. And Willie Davis was the scout that was really, really high on the Chiefs drafting Patrick Mahomes out of Texas Tech. And, of course, the Chiefs, in this past offseason, traded way up in the draft to get Mahomes and try to secure him as a potential quarterback for the future. So Willie Davis is still getting it done for the Chiefs. His birthday is today. He's 50. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
6:21 now, time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
Even here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes talking about anti-Columbus Day fervor. Steve and 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.